With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Inaugural festivities taking place over the weekend ahead of Monday's swearing-in ceremony. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Vance are in Washington for weekend events leading up to Inauguration Day, including receptions with guests and cabinet members. On Sunday, Trump is scheduled to participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery before heading to a rally at Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The rally will be followed by a private dinner. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Also at SRNNews.com, Wire reports Donald Trump says he's most likely will be giving TikTok a 90-day extension to avoid a U.S. ban.
President-elect Donald Trump says he most likely would give TikTok 90 more days to work out a deal that would allow the app to avoid a U.S. ban. Trump said Saturday in an NBC News interview that he had not decided what to do. The Biden administration said it was up to Trump. TikTok said Friday it would go dark in the U.S. Sunday if the Biden administration did not issue a definitive statement on TikTok following Friday's Supreme Court ruling upholding the ban, which was based on national security concerns. Then Saturday, the U.S. government said TikTok's threat was a stunt and that there was no reason for it to go dark, but instead wait for Trump to take office Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
A deal apparently has been worked out as Qatar says the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas goes into effect Sunday morning, 8:30 local time. Families of hostages held are bracing for news of loved ones. Now, reports indicate there is a plan in motion that could very well see some prisoners of war exchanged, but how many and what time remains unclear. This is SRN News. A new report on religious violence in Nigeria.
It's pretty shocking. 10,000 Christians murdered over the course of 2 years. Global Christian Relief has been adding up the numbers in Nigeria from November of 2022 through November of 2024, and it's worse than ever. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they've made it their explicit goal to kill every Christian in the country or drive them all out, ushering in a Sharia state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a prominent European Jewish organization says that authorities across Europe need to take action against a rise in anti-Semitism. He says it's driving thousands of Jews to abandon the continent. Rabbi Menachem Margolin, chairman of the European Jewish Association, points out that some 40,000 Jews have already left Europe, and most of them have no intention of coming back. This is SRN News. The U.S. is ending its latest legal battle against the company that owns the salvage rights to the Titanic shipwreck.
That's because the firm no longer has plans for an expedition that could break federal law. RMS Titanic Incorporated originally planned to retrieve artifacts in 2023. The U.S. fought it in court, citing a 2017 federal law against disturbing the wreck. The company later scaled back its dive plans and now says it has no expeditions planned for the future. The U.S. withdrew its legal challenge in a federal court in Virginia. John Scott reporting.
Disabled scientists trying to make research labs and field work more accessible. They say labs and field sites are not designed to serve them. The Americans with Disabilities Act set minimum regulations for new buildings and lab spaces. Now, modifying the older labs can be a very complicated and lengthy process. More details at SRNNews.com.